Welcome to David Maister's Business Masterclass, a series of advanced business seminars exploring principles and practices for success in professional businesses.
Hello, I'm David Maister. This special 25-episode podcast collection is selected from live recordings of my lectures, workshops, and speaking engagements. A companion video edition of this series is available through my new Maister Moments videocast. The entire Maister Moments video collection is also available in a special DVD compilation, which can be found at my website, davidmaister.com. Among the most important things I've learned is that to succeed, a professional firm needs values or principles or standards. But you have to use these words very carefully. In many firms, their values are things they aspire to, things they wish to be, and that is not the sense in which I am using it here. I'm using the values in almost the religious sense that these are the principles we will not be prepared to break. And what I'm trying to report to you is that firms that have such principles flourish. Here's the philosophy with which you must manage. You're allowed to stumble. We all stumble. Making mistakes or not being good at something is not a deal breaker. We don't respond with pay cuts. We don't use the pay scheme. We don't respond with firing. Stumbling and not yet being excellent, not a problem. Just bank on the fact that someone will notice and someone will be there to help. Secondly, having a lot to learn is not a deal breaker. We've all got a lot to learn, right? We don't go around saying, making value judgments on people of, you've got a high degree and you've got a low degree. And, you brought in $10 million and you brought in $1 million. Having a lot to learn is not a deal breaker in this firm. We've all got a lot to learn. The only deal breaker which we enforce with incredible vigor is if you're not playing the game, if you're not trying to improve, there is no room for you in this organization. Does that make sense? In other words, if you're not actually working at getting better at the things we truly value, notice that word, then there is no room for you if you don't truly value what we value. Now notice, to make that work, you actually have to have an ideology in your firm, but what do you truly value? Which leaves out most law firms. Because the honest truth in most law firms, there's not a rule we've got you can't break for cash. We will encourage be nice to people, we'll encourage teamwork in the accounting firm, but if you don't actually act like a team player, we'll forgive you if you bring in a lot of business. We encourage you excellence in client service, but if you're only average at client service and you bring in a lot of business, we'll forgive you. There is not a rule we actually believe in that we will not part for cash. And I'm not saying it's immoral, I'm just saying, therefore, you never actually do get systematically great at anything. Am I making sense on that? Because you're always saying, if you don't really want to try that hard, you don't have to. And I hope I'm making the business point, not the moral one. You can only get great at something when you treat it like a non-negotiable minimum standard, which you've got to be trying and living. And if you stumble, we'll help you. If you're not there yet, we'll help you. But the minute you turn around and say, I do not want to be held to that standard, you must leave this firm. So how do you use all of this? Well, what you need to do is get together all of your partners, all your officers, and have a constitutional convention. You need to decide what the basic law is going to be, which is going to drive your society. Both in my research and that of many other authors, what you will find is that all successful organizations have a core ideology that everybody buys into. And you need to decide what your core ideology is going to be. This podcast series is now available for purchase, both as a single episode and as part of a DVD set, from my website, davidmaister.com/store, S-T-O-R-E. I'm also pleased to announce that my forthcoming book, Strategy and the Fat Smoker, is available for pre-order from this same location.